Welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the only philosophy arena where the crowd is silent, the philosophers are dead, and their questions will absolutely ruin your commute. Tonight's contestant, guilt with nowhere to go. Let's get metaphysical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been loved faithfully by someone I kept treating as temporary, what do I do with that? Which might mean, how do I survive recognizing I was the one who was careless? Or does guilt here mean anything? Or is it just noise? Or maybe the real ask is repair even possible? Or is this just something I now have to carry? Here it is again. Someone stayed. You didn't fully notice. Now you know. What do you do? So 15 traditions got this question, and almost none of them said what you'd expect. Nobody led with forgiveness. Nobody said repair it and move on. The first thing that struck me reading through was that several traditions basically said the love was already complete without your participation. Judaism puts it plainly: their faithfulness needed nothing from you to be real. Islam calls what you were doing ghafla, a forgetting, and says you were standing inside a rare architecture counting the exits. That image wrecked me a little. Counting the exits. Inside the thing itself.
And existentialism goes further and refuses the comfort completely. It says their faithfulness wasn't a gift to you, it was a life they actually lived. A Tuesday morning they chose you while you were already half gone. It names your temporariness as the cruelty. No metabolizing that. You let it change what you're willing to call yourself, which is either the most honest thing here or the least useful, depending on how much punishment you think clarity requires.
Stoicism lands somewhere different. It's not about punishment at all. Seneca, in his last years, this tradition says, knew this weight. The account with that person is closed. You don't control what they gave or what your blindness cost them. What you control is whether you carry it like a debt you intend to repay forward or like a wound you've decided to nurse. The grief is real. The choice is still yours. That's a very different frame. It's almost the only tradition here that points toward the next person instead of the current reckoning.
Buddhism and absurdism do something weird and interesting together. They both refuse to make this smaller. Buddhism literally lists all the comforting things it will not say. Forgive yourself, you were protecting yourself, the ache is proof of depth, and then just stops. Absurdism says the weight sits below the sternum, where guilt and recognition share the same square inch of tissue. And it says, you stay in that room. You don't get to produce your way out. Pop culture oracle actually earns its place today. It invokes Bo Burnham filming himself in quarantine, performing past the one face that was actually watching. That's not a bad description of this specific mistake.
Taoism and Sufism are the strangest pair. Taoism says doing was the mistake to begin with. The uncarved block doesn't apologize, it simply stops being cut. That person held the shape of you when you hadn't decided to have one yet? Sufism says you carry it like water in cupped hands, and spilling is the whole point, not the failure. The wound of their constancy opens you where nothing else could reach. So Taoism says stop forcing. Sufism says let the wound work. They're not the same, but they're both pointing away from frantic repair and towards something quieter. Vedanta adds one more layer. Find the witness underneath the carelessness. The one who watched without looking away. That one is where you actually live. What this question leaves us with is not a solution. It leaves us with a distinction between guilt as noise and guilt as proof that the love actually landed. Most traditions here agree. You don't escape this one. You let it do something to you. Come back tomorrow and we'll do it again.
Support the show at thegodshow.us, where one user's impossible little question gets dragged lovingly through 15 traditions every day. Subscribe, share it, or throw a few dollars into the philosophical fog machine so this free multilingual circus can keep rolling. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. DarkRock.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our Dark Rock intro tune. If today's episode has you wondering whether guilt is a punishment, a receipt, or the first honest door in the house, congratulations. That is the correct level of uncomfortable. Hydrate. Text carefully. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.